97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Griff Jenkins. Nothing like a good breaking news day, huh, Griff?
Man, Mark and Kim, good morning. Listen, there's so much breaking news, I don't even know where I am. It's like Griff Jenkins reporting from, where am I, guys? Where am I?
What day is it?
It's unbelievable. But, you know, you played that clip from that Pentagon press conference, and obviously there was a moment that's making the media headlines where Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, attacked Jen Griffin, our Pentagon correspondent.
Yes.
And that's getting a headline. But I think the thing that was really unique is someone that covers this a lot and has been covering, obviously, we're old enough to remember, you know, the Iran history and threat going back 4.5 decades. But I thought the moment that Dan Raisin Cain went into detail talking about the CIA guy that been sitting on the Fordo target for 15 years and walking us through it was one of the most remarkable things I've ever heard. It's not getting the headline, I think, but man, my jaw dropped because we typically don't get that amount of detail. And as a guy that, you know, has spent his entire career with a former Marine that dealt with a lot of national security named Ollie North,
yeah,
when he dropped and began to talk about the DITRA, the Defense Threat Reduction Agency,
uh-huh,
they don't talk about that group very often because they're secret. And he really gave, I mean, setting aside some of the you know, pushback and condemnation that Hegseth gave the media, really Cain's remarks are I think you're going to hear more and more former military people, talking heads out there that are, you know, were in the military are gonna highlight that and say, holy smokes, I can't believe we got that.
Yeah, well, you heard him say to that one reporter, said, when can we see more of this? And Hegseth said, do you have a top secret security
yeah,
clearance, sir?
Yeah.
And then just,
yeah,
shut him down. Because you're not going to see some of it. Some of it you can't, yeah, some of it you can't prove. And here's what we said earlier. I hate to keep going back to it, but what they described almost sounded like that scene out of Top Gun Maverick where they're trying to get the missiles down the ventilation shaft. So the first run blows the cover off of it, and the second run the missiles shoot straight down into the Death Star and blow up the underground nuclear facility. That's sort of what it sounded like.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was anchoring Fox and Friends this weekend with my colleague Joey Jones, and he brought that up a couple of times. People on Twitter were like, you're trivializing it like Top Gun. No, it's totally like that run. If people remember that scene. And what's remarkable is, you know, as much as I love Tom Cruise, because I think he's the last living great action hero on the big screen, you know, that was a movie. And this was real life. And they'd never done this. And you know, to have obviously they've been practicing this. Obviously this wasn't something they came up with last minute, but to pull it off to the degree of flawlessness that they did is really going to be a major historical footnote of military greatness and why we are, unparalleled in terms of the greatest military on the planet. I also thought, by the way, if I could just add, the other part that was amazing was these young 44 soldiers that defended with a Patriot battery the missiles that Iran sent to Al Udeid Air Base in Doha, Qatar, and not a single one got through. These are 20-something-year-olds literally standing between Iranian missiles and what could have been a disastrous attack on our base.
And you probably saw the video of from that base of the soldiers cheering as those things were blowing up in the air. It looked like a fireworks display, and I couldn't run into the audio because they were dropping so many F-bombs in the background. So
yeah, exactly. But I mean, remarkable stuff. And really, you know, I'll say this about the criticism of, in full disclosure, my former colleague and friend Pete Hegseth, and that is, you know, whatever he does in his tenure, the fact that all of the recruitment numbers are soaring off the charts is going to be one of his greatest accomplishments. Because at the end of the day, we hire young men and women to go into combat fearlessly defend the nation and pull triggers.
Yep.
And that run was among the best of the best in terms of execution.
Yeah, I saw one of our listeners the other day saying, I heard there'd be a draft, and I'm thinking, no way would there be a need for a draft when you have such high enrollment. People are choosing to be in the military at a rate that we haven't seen in many, many years. Griff, I wanted to ask you about something that you're covering today, and that's all these Iranian nationals who have been arrested here in the United States, and it's across the country. There was actually a map that Fox put up yesterday, and I saw both Missouri and Illinois as states where some of these Iranians have been arrested. Do we have any details on that?
Well, they're all across the country. I mean, we were reporting on, you know, a dozen or so that have been rounded up, and then boom, it escalated quickly. We got information yesterday that ICE has arrested 130 Iranian nationals across the U.S. in the last 7 days, and that ICE currently has 670 Iranians in ICE detention. It comes after the heels of we knew that there was roughly more than 1,500 Iranians came into the country under the Biden administration, of which 700 and something were released. And so obviously they are making a lot of headway towards rounding them up because, look, the potential for an Iranian sleeper cell in the U.S. has gone to a highly serious level with the, you know, DHS putting out that National Terrorism Advisory System saying we're in a heightened threat environment right now. And so, you know, listen, my hat's off to them. I will say this, though. I can't talk about this and not mention that the former Border Patrol chief, Jason Owens, that I spent a lot of time with during the Biden border crisis, I asked him time and time again, what keeps you up at night? And the answer was always the same. It was that among the gotaways would be a terrorist that would carry out an attack because they've only got to be right once.
These Iranians, so, they're not people who have committed crimes before, right? It's just the fact that they're from Iran. That's enough at this point, right? I mean, they're here illegally.
Well, in some cases, we reported on an Iranian national in Mississippi that is a KST, a known or suspected terrorist. He's listed as that. We know another individual was an Iranian army sniper, and even a third one had admitted ties to Hezbollah. So, you know, listen, out of the 670 they've got in custody, if three were terrorists, that certainly should give you pause.
Yeah, true. And I think that's a key fact is that the previous administration let some of these people loose into the interior of this country. It's frightening stuff. I tell you what, Griff, we appreciate your time, my friend. Have a great day up there in D.C.
Thanks, guys. And by the way, keep your eye on the Supreme Court. We may get some interesting decisions today. That's going to be a big story.
That is exactly the truth. We appreciate you. Thank you.